Why Lord replaced Yahweh and what it means for Christians today. It offers a simplified explanation of how the divine name Yahweh came to be replaced by Lord in most English Bibles, the historical and theological reasons behind that change, and how the New Testament writers use this shift to declare Jesus as the God of Israel. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams Jr., PhD, Defend the Word Ministries, North Point Church Introduction. Have you ever wondered why your Bible says Lord in all capital letters instead of showing God's actual name? That's not just a translation choice, it's a story that stretches across thousands of years, different languages, and deep theology. In the Bible, God tells Moses his name at the burning bush, I am who I am. From that moment on, the Hebrew name Yahweh appears more than 6,800 times in the Old Testament. But most people have never seen it, spoken it, or even known it was there. Instead, translations often use Lord to stand in for the original name. This paper explores how God's name was treated by ancient Jews, how it was handled in Greek and Latin, and how the New Testament authors used it in ways that reveal something amazing. Jesus was given the very name of God. By looking at scripture and history, we'll see how even the way God's name was translated helped prepare the world to recognize who Jesus really is. What did God tell Moses at the burning bush? In Exodus 3, Moses meets God through a burning bush, and God calls him to rescue Israel from slavery in Egypt. But Moses asks, what is your name? What should I tell them? God responds with something mysterious and powerful. I am who I am, or in Hebrew, Yahweh Asher Yahweh. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Exodus 3 verse 14. Right after that, God gives Moses another name, Yahweh. It's made of four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Vav, He. This name is connected to the Hebrew verb to be, showing that God is eternal, unchanging, and completely independent. He simply is. Why don't we say God's name? As time went on, Jewish people became very careful with how they treated the name Yahweh. Because of the commandment not to take the name of the Lord in vain, many stopped saying the name aloud at all. Instead, when reading scripture, they would say Adonai, which means Lord. This habit grew into a tradition. Even today, most Jews avoid saying or writing the name Yahweh and will often say Hashem, which means the name. So when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek in the centuries before Jesus, the version known as the Septuagint, the translators followed the Jewish tradition. Instead of writing a Greek version of Yahweh, they simply used the word Kyrios, which means Lord. Interestingly, there was a theological shift. The name Yahweh highlights who God is in relationship. It shows him as Israel's covenant God, the one who draws near and keeps his promises. Title Lord, or Kyrios in Greek, emphasizes God's authority and divine nature, his status as ruler over all. What happened when the Bible was written in Greek? This choice to use Lord instead of Yahweh wasn't just a translation shortcut, it became one of the most important steps in preparing the way for Jesus. About 80 to 90% of the time, the writers of the New Testament quoted the Greek Old Testament. So when they quoted passages that originally used the name Yahweh, they quoted them using Kyrios, the same word they used to describe Jesus. That means when Paul or Peter says, Jesus is Lord, Kyrios, they're not just giving him a title, they're connecting him directly to the God of Israel. For example, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10 verse 13, quoting Joel 2 verse 32, in the original Hebrew, Lord in Joel 2 verse 32 is Yahweh. But Paul says that calling on the name of Jesus is calling on the name of the Lord. Why do some groups say Jehovah? The Bible originally had Yod He, Vav He, and scholars think the name was probably pronounced something like Yahweh. Then where did the name Jehovah come from? It's actually a mix-up that happened in the Middle Ages. Later Christian scholars misunderstood this, and around the 13th century they combined those vowels of Adonai with the consonants of Yod-He, Vav-He, ending up with Yahuwah. A hybridized form was created that was never intended to be spoken as written. Although we now know that Jehovah isn't the original pronunciation, it became a familiar term in Christian Bibles and songs. What about Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons? Two major religious groups today use Jehovah in very different ways. Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses believe Jehovah is the only proper name of God and should be used instead of God or Lord. Their translation of the Bible, the New World Translation, restores Jehovah in many places where other Bibles say Lord. However, scholars and Jewish tradition recognize that Jehovah is a later invention and not the original pronunciation. Latter-day Saints, Mormons. Latter-day Saints, Mormons. In LDS theology, Jehovah and Elohim are seen as two different beings, not just different names for the same God. Elohim refers to God the Father. Jehovah refers to Jesus Christ before his birth. This view is unique to Mormonism and not found in either Jewish or traditional Christian beliefs. In the Bible, Elohim is not a personal name, it's a category word. It refers to any spiritual being that lives in the heavenly or unseen realm. This includes Yahweh, the God of Israel, angels, demons, the spirits of the dead, and even the gods of the nations. which were sometimes understood to be real but rebellious beings. Only Yahweh is described in the Bible as the one Elohim who is eternal, uncreated, and all-powerful. All others are created and lesser. So while both Jehovah's Witnesses and Latter-day Saints use the word Jehovah, they each attach different meanings to it, and both depart from the Bible's original teaching about God's name and identity. Conclusion: the name above every name. When God told Moses, "I am who I am," he wasn't just giving a name, he was revealing his nature. The name Yahweh points to a God who is eternal, unchanging, and present with his people. Even though the exact pronunciation was lost over time, the meaning and message behind the name have never faded. God's name was treated with such reverence that it was never spoken aloud. But that same name was quietly carried into the Greek word Lord, Kyrios, a title that later became the most important confession in Christianity: Jesus is Lord. The New Testament writers didn't invent this connection. They inherited it. And by using Lord for both Yahweh and Jesus, they were declaring something radical. Jesus is not just God's servant, he shares God's very identity. Whether we say Yahweh, Jehovah, or Lord, what matters most is who we're talking about. The God who revealed himself to Moses is the same God who revealed himself in Christ. And through Jesus, we can call on the name of the Lord and be saved.